Okay, today is Daf Pei, and we are on Daf Ayin Testament B's, second line from the bottom, where it says Amar Amemar, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Nuremberg family, L'Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, and Nitzel Bas Shmuel, Neshama Shavalias. So, here we go. Amar Amemar. Amemar said, Hanami, they were talking about like random halachas that they learned from the elders of Pumpadisa. Said, Hanami, Savi de Pumpadisa, Amrinu. All the things also were learned by them. To Itmar, Ezu Asherit Stam. What's an Asherit tree? How do you know it's an Asherit tree? Asherit tree is a tree that they worship for Avodah Zarah. How do you know that? What's an Asherit tree? How do you know? So, Amar Rav, I'll tell you how you know. Kol Shekomrin Shomrin Osa. If the priests guard it, walking around, you want to lean on a tree, you want to carve your initials, and that tree can't talk. You know right away, it's a special tree. The Ein Tomin Peroseha. They won't even eat from its fruit. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Kigon, for example, the Amri, Hani Tamri, these dates, L'shichwa, for beer, the Bay Natsfurfi. It's the name of an Avodah Zarah. D'shasu Le, Biom Edom. They drink it on their holiday. So that's how you know, it's an Asherah tree. V'Amru Le, Sabi de Pumpadisa, and the elders of Pumpadisa told me, Hilchasa Kavase de Shmuel, that the Halacha follows Shmuel. Fine. Meisvei, one second. Ketan mishtatzin b'mavli. We said yesterday that you have to take. I want to make a shituf of all the chatzers so we can carry in the mavli. So what do? I take a barrel of wine, and I am mezake it for everybody. I'm zoche it. I intend that everyone should benefit from this barrel of wine, and I have to lift it up a tefach. That's what we said yesterday, right? So meisvei. What do you do? You bring a barrel of wine, shall shaman or oil, shall tamar or dates, shall grogris, different kind of figs, dates, shall shaman or pears, or apples or oranges, doesn't make a difference. If they're yours, you have to be mezaka everybody. We'll see what that means in a minute. If it's everyone else's, everyone has to know. Only a mashu you have to lift it off the ground, not a tefach. It was a stira. My mashu nami dikamar tefach. No, the word mashu means tefach. Fine. What does it mean to be mizakit? What does that mean? Itmar. Shetufe muvos. You want to make a shituf muvos. Rav amar ain't tzarech lezakos. You don't have to be mizakit anybody. You don't have to go out of your way to convey ownership or to give ownership to the rest of the people in this mavoi. I can do it all by myself. I don't have to be mezaka anybody. Tosfa says, what? They're shutfin because you include them. You include them. But you don't have to be mezaka them. How do they translate the word mezaka in English? What does mezaka mean? Confer. You don't have to confer ownership on them. You don't have to do that. Because, Tosfos explains why not. Because if this doesn't happen, I can't carry in here. I can't carry in the mobile unless this happens. So Rav says, you don't have to do anything to the people. Just you say, I'm doing this for the whole shmuffle, and that's all. They don't have to own it.
If it's his, he has to transfer possession.
See, that's what Rav says. He does not have to do that. Doesn't have to. Right? In my head, in his head, he says to himself, in his head, this is for everybody. This is for all my friends in my chatzar, in the next chatzar, in the third chatzar, in the fourth chatzar. We're going to have one big happy mavli. You don't have to do anything. Shmuel Amar, no, Tarach Lazakos. Shmuel says you have to. Fine. Eruv Tchum. What about Eruv Tchum? What's Eruv Tchum? I wanna go to the shir in the other town. So I leave my what's it called? I'll put my Eruv Tchum 2,000 amos away, so I can walk another 2,000 amos away. Eruv Tchum, Rav Amar, Tzarech Lazakos. Rav says you have to be mezakeit for other people. So I want you to come to the shir with me. So I don't want to walk alone. So I'll go put it for you. I can't do that unless, like, according to Rav, unless I confer ownership to you. Shmuel Amar Ein Zarech L'Zakos. You don't have to. You don't have to. I can make an Erev Tchum for you even if you don't know about it. What's the svar for that? So look at Tosfos. It's in the top Tosfos in the second skinny line. Ubitchumin, when it comes to Tchum, Savar Shmuel, the Ein Zarech L'Zakos. When Shmuel said, right, you don't have to be mezakeh. The lo kani rishus acherim hu, because there's no other rishus you're getting. You're not acquiring rishus. It's not like a mavi when I can carry in here. It's just a spot that I can continue walking. So it's a different kind of eruv. That's one answer he gives. Inami or kiven de'ein ma'arvin ruven tchum el dvar mitzvah. You can only make a tchum for a dvar mitzvah. You can't make a tchum stam. Therefore, mishum mitzvah gamer umakni. Since it's a mitzvah, I don't have to tell you. I don't have to be mezaki you. You know what? I want you to perform the mitzvah tomorrow. I want you to come to a shir and hear some Torah. Otherwise, you're not going to learn Torah. So I'll make the tchum for you. I have to be mezaki you. I don't have to do that. I have to confer ownership on you. I don't have to do that. For a mitzvah, of course you're going to do it.
But then we say that because by a tchum, you're actually also the zikanai.
We'll get to that. The ode, kivon de eruve tchumin ein ma'arvin elamidaito. Since you can't make a tchum unless the guy knows about it. That's the point. Of course he knows about it. So, by the way, we're going to be going to that shir in the other town. So, fine, no problem. How are we getting there? We have to make a tchum.
Yeah.
What?
How are we going to talk to somebody to lay the fund
of? Of course, we're allowed to do that. Because it's not a zechus, because then he can't walk the other direction. He can't walk the other direction. So it's a little bit of a gnai. So he has to know about it. See, Josh? He has to know about it. But he doesn't have to have ownership in the tchum. That he doesn't have to have. Of course he has to know about it. But he doesn't have to own it. It's a very hair-splitting. What does it mean to be mezakeh? What does that mean? So the article says to confer ownership. What does that mean? It's a very, 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 very amorphous term. What does it mean? Mezakeh. They're arguing about Rav and Shmuel and Machlokas. You have to be mezakeh or not. By Tchum and by Emav, by Shutif Mavos. Right? So each one they have an argument. So Tosfos explains, well, why by Tchum, why not? Why, according to Shmuel, why not? How can you not be mezakeh? So he gives three reasons. First of all, he says, the first reason was, you're not acquiring any rishos. It's just an ability to walk. What do I have to confer ownership on you? Second of all, it's for a mitzvah, so as long as you know about it, you're good. And Amiraso Kishu Omar Tseva Arvli Chashuva Kizichia. When I tell you, listen, I'm busy, stuck at work, do me a favor, I wanna go hear that shir. I wanna go hear the shir with you. Please make an error for me. I don't wanna go the other direction. I wanna go that direction. I wanna hear that shir. So I have to confer ownership on you. On the top of that, he said it. He said, make me the error. Do me a favor, make an error for me. That's all you have to do. Now there are chumras here. The chatzeros tzarech lezakos l'shmuel. According to Shmuel, for the mavul you have to be mezakeh. Uboy pas ubetchumin ein tzarech lezakos ein tzarech pas. For a tchum, you don't have to be mezakeh, and you don't have to have bread. You can have Cheerios too, potato chips also, right? As long as it's any food. V'yesh dvarim she'anu machmirin betchumin. Tvei mi be tvei, and then there are some things where tchum is more machmer. She betchumin boi be sudos l'kol echad, because for tchum you need two sudos to every single person. I need two sudos. You need two sudos. Ubechatzeros bezman shein merubin sagi. When there are a lot of people in the chatzer, you only need two sudos for everybody in the chatzer. That's a bit cooler. So Tosfos points out everyone has kulas and chumras. Fine. Back to the Gemara. According to Shmuel, it makes sense. Again, Shmuel said that by a shituf you have to be mezakeh, and by a tchum you don't have to. That makes perfect sense. Hachatnan v'hachatnan. They're both learned in Mishnayos. I'm sorry. Hachatnan v'hachalotnan. Right. It doesn't say anywhere you have to be mezaka for a tchum. Therefore, you don't have to. It doesn't say that anywhere. El Rav, my taima. How could Rav argue on our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that for shetufei mivot, you have to be mezaka. That's what our Mishnah said. How can Rav argue on a Mishnah? The answer is, Rashi says, Rav's a Tana. He's allowed to argue on the Mishnah. Mishnah said you have to be mezaka. Rav says, no, you don't have to. So Gemara says, Tanayi, it's a machlokas Tanayim. Dam Rav Yudam Rav. Rav Yudam says the name of Rav. Mai said it was a story. This is not in a Mishnah anywhere, but it's a Brisa, it's a story. The Kalasa Shal Rabbi Oshia, there was the daughter-in-law of Rabbi Oshia, Shahalcha Lebeit HaMerchat, she went to the bathhouse, V'chash Chala, and it got dark, and she realized, oh my goodness, how am I getting home? How am I getting home from the bathhouse? I don't have an Eruv. V'irvula Chamosa. But her mother-in-law made an Eruv for her. Her mother-in-law made the Eruv for her. She didn't know about it. Rashi says, Mi bod yom, while it was still day. Chutz l'tchum ira v'chashchala v'asa l'achzar. The bathhouse is outside the tchum. She went to the bathhouse Friday afternoon. How's she getting back? Her mother-in-law comes and says, don't worry, I made an Eruv for the both of us. Don't worry about it. Okay? Uba ma'islef ne Rabbi Chia. This story came to Rabbi Chia. V'asar. He said, no. She can't use that Eruv. Amal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Bavloi called Achat to Machmer be'Eruvin. You guys are so Machmer when it comes to Eruvin? You wouldn't let her come home because her mother-in-law did it without telling her? Kach Amar Abba Kol She'esh L'chol L'Hakel be'Eruvin Hakel. You have a chance to be Makel be'Eruvin, you Makel. Machmer be'Eruvin, the whole thing's a Dor Rabbanon. Well, according to everybody except Rabbi Akiva, right? V'Ibay L'hu, and we had a question. What was going on here with this mother-in-law? Mishal Chamasa Irvala? Did the mother-in-law really make the Eruv Tchum for herself? Umishum Delo Zechisala? And she wasn't Mezaka the daughter-in-law? Is that the problem? Was that the reason that there's no Eruv? That we didn't let the daughter-in-law go home? Because she wasn't Mezaka the daughter-in-law? Oh, Dilma, no. Mishala Irvala? No. Maybe she did do it for the daughter-in-law. She was Mezaka her. She never told her. So, Amalahu, Amalahen, Homi Rabbanon. So one of the Rabbanon was sitting there for Yaakov Shmei, his name was Yaakov, and he said like this, L'didi mefar shalei minei derb Yochanan, mishal chamasa irva, umishom delo zachsala. The reason why the Erev was no good was because she made it for herself, and she didn't include her daughter-in-law. Okay? Now, what do you see from here? That Rav Chiya held that when it comes to Erev Tchum, you have to be Mezakeh. Otherwise it doesn't work. Right? Now, Rav, that our Mishnah doesn't say that. We don't have a Mishnah that says that you have to do this. So obviously Rav argued on our Mishnah. Rav argued on the Mishnah. Amalei Rav Zera Lerab Yaakov, Braid the Bas Yaakov, Kimatas Hasam, when you go over there, tells him, Okif Vizil with Sumsel Ditzur, go by this path, Uboy Mine Meir Biako Bariti, and ask him the following question. Boy Mine, ask him, Mishal Chamasa Irva, did the mother-in-law make the heir for herself, Umishum Dela Zichsala, and she didn't include the daughter-in-law? Oh, Dilma, maybe, Mishala Irva, it was her own, Erev, not her own, she made it for her daughter-in-law, but she didn't tell her. So the daughter-in-law came along and she didn't know about. Amrlei, Mishal Chamasa Irvala. No. She made it for herself. She was never Mezaka, her daughter-in-law. So what do you see? That these Tanoim held, when it comes to Tchum, you have to be Mezaka. Knowing about it is not enough. So when you say, listen, I want to go to the shir with you, but I'm too busy, I can't make an error. Make an error for me. That's fine. You can make an error for me. I don't have to do it myself. But you have to confer ownership on me. And if you don't confer ownership on me, I'm not part of the error. It's chum.
And how are we going to be conferring ownership?
I'm not sure how you actually do that. I think we're going to get to that tomorrow. Or maybe even later today. I don't remember. Now, Amr of Nachman. A lot of names here. So, Rav Nachman says, Naktinan, We have a tradition. Echad Eruvei Tchum, whether it's Erev Tchum, Ve'echad Eruvei Chateros, or Erev Chateros, Echad Shtufei Mivos, or it's Shituf Mivos, Sarech Lezakos. You have to do this zichu. You have to confer ownership. Without conferring ownership, it doesn't work. Now, what? Yes. I think yes. Now, Boy Rav Nachman, the same Rav Nachman asked, same Rav Nachman said, what about Erev Tavshilim? Which is a whole different kind of Erev. It's not even really an Erev. Erev Tavshilim is a rabbinic mechanism to allow you to prepare food on Yontif for Shabbos. Normally you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to prepare Yontif for Shabbos. Each one has its own Kedusha. So if Yontif is on a Friday, how are you going to prepare for Shabbos? You have to prepare everything on Thursday before Yontif. It's a little hard to do. And Erev Tavshilin, which it's Erev means combining. You're combining all the cooking into both days, it's fine. Very good. So yeah, you don't make it Erev Tavshilin. So I made one for you. Tzarech Lezakos or ain't Tzarech Lezakos? Do I have to include you or not? I have to confer ownership on you for an Erev Tavshilin or not? So, Amar Rav Yosef, mighty Baile. What's your question? Lo Shmuel had Amar Rav Nachman bar Rav Ada, Amar Shmuel. Didn't you hear? It's a different person. Rav Nachman bar Ada said the name of Shmuel. Erev Tavshilin Tzarech Lezakos. Yeah, of course you have to do that. Tzarech Lezakos. Amar Abaya, Pshita de Lo Shmuel. Of course he didn't hear it. The E Shmuel, mighty Baile. Because if you heard that, why would he be asking? Obviously he didn't hear that. Amalei, Atu Erev Tchum and Milo Amar Shmuel Ein Tzarech Lezakos. But didn't Shmuel say that when it comes to Erev Tchum Tavshilin? I'm sorry. Amalei, Atu Erev Tchum and Milo Amar Shmuel Ein Tzarech Lezakos. Shmuel held that by Erev Tchum, you don't have to be Mezaka. Right? Tosfos gives two reasons why not. V'amar Ihu, and Rav Nachman said, Tzarech Lezakos. You do have to. So he could have heard what they said about Erev Tavshilin, but he wanted to know if he hold like that. Because Shmuel said something that wouldn't hold like him. So, Hachi Hashta, Bishlom Mahasam, by Tchum, Pligi Ravu Shmuel. No. There's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. The Kamashma Lon, Kichumrin Demar, Vichichumrin Demar. So, Rav has what to say, Shmuel has what to say, this Kulos, this Chumras. I need to know how we paskin. Aval Hacha, but by Erev Tavshilin, me Issi the Shmuele and me Ikka the Man the Pollet. Does anyone argue on this? Does anyone argue? Nobody argues on that. So therefore, obviously, you have to do Mizaka. Okay. Now on to a new topic. The topic is, here we go. Hahi Turzina, there was a certain non-Jew, a certain guy, Dahave Bishvivuse Dravzeira. And he lived in Reb Zera's chutzar. And Reb Zera couldn't carry without renting the space from the guy. Can't make an error with the guy. So, Amalei, Igor Lan Rishosach. Can I rent space from you? Lo Ogerle, wouldn't let him. The guy wouldn't let. So Reb Zera's a little bit stuck. He can't make an error. What's he going to do? So, Asala Kameh Reb Zera. Amrule, they told Reb Zera, Mahu Lemigar Midibitsu. Can we go to the wife? She'll rent it to us. What does she care? The husband is a jerk, this guy. He won't rent it. The wife will. So we can go into the wife without telling the husband, wait till the husband goes to work, and then we'll go to the wife. Do you mind? She'll say, what's this about? Yeah, it's some stupid ritual. What do you care? We'll give you money. Fine. She'll do it. Can you do that? Amar lehu, hachi amar shlaka shmei dergava rabba, umane reb chanina, ishtu shal adam, marevet shlomi das. Yeah, you can do that. You can go to the wife, and you can make an heir without the husband. The wife is enough. I don't need the husband. The wife is enough. So I can go to the wife of the guy and make the heir with the wife of the guy. I don't need the husband. Hahu Terzina, there was a non-Jew. Tahavi Bishvivuze Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia. He was in his chatzar. Amri Lei Ogerlan Rishusach. Can we rent your Rishus? Lo Ogerlahu, he wouldn't do it. What about renting it from the wife? Forget the husband. He's a jerk. No, he doesn't want to rent us the space. We'll go to the wife when the husband's out of town. Lo havbiyode. Didn't have the answer to that question. Didn't know. Also lekamei derav masna. Lo havbiyode. He also didn't know. Also lekamei derav Yehuda. They came to Yehuda. Amalei. Hachi amar Shmuel. Ishtu shel adam ma'areves shlo midaito. Of course he could do that. The wife of a person can make an Erev? That's talking about by a Jew. The wife, you have a husband, he's busy at work all day long, he's never home. He doesn't want to join, he can't join, from the guy. He can't join the Erev. So you go to the wife, can you join the Erev? Of course I can. So what do you see? That they're independent. I don't need the husband. So if the wife rents the space, she owns it also. She also lives there, the wife of the guy. So why can't she rent it to me? It's only the man? We're very, 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 very equal religion. We treat the women and the men just the same, exactly. So you can go to the wolf, you can go to the wife. No, the point is I need to rent from the guy.
What?
I need to rent from the guy. But the guy said no. I'm not renting to you Jews. I don't like you Jews.
Right.
So you go to the wife. So forget him. I go to the wife. The wife's a nice lady. She's a very friendly lady. She'll do it. So can I do that? Well, there's an argument to say that she has no authority. No, she has plenty of authority. She has plenty of right. That's all. Just like the wife of the house, of a frum home, can make an heir with the guys, with the chevre in the chatzar. You don't need the husband to do it, but dafka. The wife could do it too. What does it mean, do it? What does she have to do? She has to give the bread. Here's your bread. Go right ahead and make an Erev.
That's presupposing that the wife has a right to
do it. It's exactly what we're supposing. That's exactly what we're supposing. The wife has rights.
Okay.
Now, Mace, one second. There's a brayse that says like this. Noshim.
I have to start off with a question of the husband said no.
Because
that, just a simple question.
That's what happened. No, that was the case. The husband said no. So they went to Reb Zeir and said, the guy said no. Reb Zeir said no. Right, go ask the wife. Go ask the wife. Go. She took. That's okay. That's how it happened. Now we learn from here that a wife has the same rights. And not only that, even in a frum chatzar, you need the husband to give the bread. He's not around. Ask the wife. It's a big deal. However, one second. Meisvet is a bride that says like this. Nashim she'irvu, if women joined in an Erev, v'nishtatvu shilomi das ba'lehen, ein Erev, Erev, ein shutz v'shitzuf. The Erev doesn't work and the shitzuf doesn't work. So you see, the wife doesn't help. Which one? Does she help or does she not help? It's a stira. Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. When does the wife help? The osar. The wife helps, where if not for the wife, nobody can carry in the chatzar. Meaning, there's only one door out of the chatzar. We're in a chatzar. Five of us live in a chatzar. Five houses in the chatzar. Only one way out. If we don't get this Eruv, none of us can carry on Shabbos. Because there's five of us living in one chatzar. How are we going to do it? The husband's never home. You go to the wife. But also there's a second door. There's two doors, one on each end. And if the wife doesn't make a chatzar, if the wife doesn't make an Eruv with us, it's not necessarily going to ruin our chatzar. Because I have the chatzar, I can make an Erev with them and forget her. I don't need her. I have to think of the case exactly when this will be. If she doesn't ask her, who needs her? Then if you don't need her, then Shtaka can't make an Erev. Then Taka, you need the husband to do it. That's the Gemara's answer. Ha, when is it good? The asar. Ha, when is it no good? The low asar. Where it doesn't ask her. And Rashi says on the bottom, Al b'nei mavui. Lo be'inan daita. I don't need her. Umas nisan, but our mishta was delo asar. Kigon, chatzah shebein beiz muvos. If the chatzah is between two muvos. Uragila imze velo imze. And they only use one and they don't use the other one. So if they don't use the other one, we learned earlier that if you don't use it, then you're not part of it. So you don't need her, you don't need them to be joining that Erev, in that chatzah, in that mavui, because you never use it. So then, and if you want to one day, I don't know, you have some reason why you want to join them, the wife can't give authority. Why? Because it won't ask her anyway. But if it will ask her, then she can give authority. That's the answer. Hachi na'im mistaper. That actually makes a lot of sense. The im can, because otherwise, kasha de Shmuel. Shmuel's going to contradict himself. Tamar Shmuel said, Echad b'nei mavoi, sheragel le'ishtatev. In b'nei mavoi, you have a b'nei mavoi, and they're ragel to be mishtatev. They're always joined together with everyone else. V'lo nishtatev b'nei mavoi, and for whatever reason they didn't this week, whatever happened, forgot, whatever it is, nichnas l'tok beiso, you can go into their house, I can break into your house, v'notlin shitufin mimenu bal karcho, and I can take the food bal karcho. You hear that?
How often do you have to make this shidduch?
It's a good question. Maybe it was once a year, so they forgot this year, they forgot, but they've been doing it for the past 30 years. Now, rogel in, shein rogel lo. Only someone who you always do that to. You can just barge into someone else's house. Yeah, but for 30 years, you've been doing it in the Erev, and then the guy's away or whatever, he forgot, he's in the hospital, whatever it is. You can go in and do it bal karcho. Shema mina. What do you see from here? You see from here that you don't even need the wife, really, if it's rogel. So the fact that she's going to give permission, not going to make it worse. So I can even go without her wife. I can just barge into your house and take the bread, and it's going to be good enough. Okay? Good? Okay, now the Gemara said something. I'll tell you the truth. Michael texted me a few days ago asking me this question. I gave him an answer, and I'm not sure I'm right. Now, listen to this. Remember we started the Masechta? What was the Masechta, the beginning of the Masechta, about? The beginning of the Masechta was about carrying in a mavui. Remember that? With a lechi and a korah. And the question was, really, it's a rishus hayachid. Really, it's a rishus hayachid. But it looks like a rishus harabim, because so many people are in there. So many chatzers go into the mavui, which leads to the street. So it looks like a rishus hayachid. So you have to make it a hecker. You have to put some kind of a lechi or a korah that people should know it's a rishus hayachid. How does that halacha fit with the shittuf? What's going on here? I don't know. You hear my question? You hear my question? At the beginning of the Masechta, we started off with making an how do you carry in a mavui? You have to have a lechi or a korah, right? We had all those gemaras for 10 pages about lechis and korahs carrying in a mavui. Either way, but then I can carry in the mavui. Because I made it a real rishus yachid because I have a hecker. Now the rabbi let me carry in here. The rabbi said you can't carry in here.
The problem, the lucky decorer was telling you that what was outside is a rishus
harabim. Fine, it's fine. The point was that now I'm allowed to carry. The rabbi made a gzeira. You're not allowed to carry in a mavui because you might forget and carry outside the mavui. Fine. So you put a lechi up. Good, lechi's there. Now, what does it have to do with shittuf? Yes. How do they gel?
I don't think they have to gel. I think they're two completely separate things. Now, how
do you make a kosher
mavoi?
Period. The second
one,
who can make a kosher
mavoi? Uh-huh.
I don't think the two are connected.
So in order to make a shittuf mavos, you also have to have a lechi there.
Obviously.
It's two unrelated halachas.
No, it's not a sheet.
You have to have a lechi there. Otherwise, it's a gzeiro that you might carry in here, you might carry outside.
Right.
So I need two things. I need a lechi and a korah.
Right.
And a shittuf.
Right.
Am I right in what I'm saying?
Two different things.
Because now the Gemara says, Lema Messiale, let's bring a raya from this Brisa. What did the Brisa just say? The Brisa just said that I could barge into your house and take bread to make a shittuf. So maybe I can barge into your house to take money to pay for the lechi. We have to hire a guy to put up a lechi. You don't want to participate. I'll force you. Why should I pay for it? You're going to benefit too. Lema Messiah lay. Let's bring a raya. Kofanoso. You can force somebody. Lasos lechi v'koru l'mavui. To put up a lechi and a kor in the mavui. Why should I pay for it myself? You have to chip in. You hear this? I can force you to pay. Now get back to my question. What is a lechi and a korah has to do with the shittuf? I'm very confused. Because I can force you to pay.
So first of all, we said that we can force somebody to be the shopper in a mavui, because if you didn't somebody, there's no downside. There's no downside. But if I'm forcing you, and you could use basically a masha.
Right.
But I'm going to force you, I can't force you to spend money. That's not a masha. So then there's not a question of whether you're going to be, that the guy is benefiting without any loss. There's a loss.
So the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara doesn't give that. The Gemara gives two other answers. What? Right. Shiny Hasam, Deleka Machitos. No, there it's different because there's no Machitos. What does that mean? So Rashi says what that means is, Umavui Megulahu. The Mavui is open space. Ve'ena Noach L'Shomro. No one guards it. No one's busy with it. Hilkach Kofanoso. Therefore, I could force you to participate in the lechi. Avolahate betiltel, But maybe when it comes to actually carrying in there, you have to know about it. That makes sense? Yeah, well, does it make sense?
You have to know that you're allowed to.
Right, so just like I can force you to pay for the mavoi, I can force myself into your house to pay for the shituf. So this is not a raya. When it comes to the mavoi, we're going to have an open mavoi. Can't have that. So I can force you. But who said I could force you to have to carry in there? I don't want to carry in here. Or, lishnachmina, it says mitzad, it should say bezdin. Bezdin shiny. Bezdin can do whatever they want. Bezdin's going to force you to pay. Bezdin can force you to pay. I could break into your house to take bread to make an echicha because I want to go to the kiddush. No, I can't do that. Bezdin wants to force everyone to have a lechi. Bezdin could do that. That's different. So again, back to my question. Now that's it. The Gemara is over. So back to my question. How does it gel the halachas of lechi and korah with the shit of muvos? I'm not 100% sure. See, oh, you're all saying that it's all two different things.
Completely.
How do they gel?
Why do they have to gel?
Because
what is creating the mechanism?
I'll tell you why. Let's say I have a sheet of. So let me ask you. So we all live in different chatzers, and we all open up into one mavoi, and we all want to carry in the mavoi. So we all make a shetufei mivos. And there's no lechi, there's no korah. Can we carry in there?
No.
Cannot carry in there.
Correct,
so it's a requirement you have to have.
Right.
You have to have a lechi and a korah.
Correct.
And you also have to have a shetuf.
Right. But
now what if you're a guest? What if you're a guest? I don't live in this mavoi at all. I live a mile away. I came to visit you on Shabbos. Can I carry in here? I don't know. Like, it's only for the people in the mavoi that can carry in here? There's lechi and a korah, so that issue I got rid of, but I'm not part of the mavoi. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yes, a guest can, because we learn this in the people issues. Right.
You become a guest. So then everyone has the din of a guest. Okay, could be, that could be. That could be. So basically, Gemara will never say it. It's like so such an obvious question. Such an obvious issue. The Gemara never even says this. That you have to gel. The Gemara never says that.
They're two separate, they accomplish two different things.
Okay, next. Itmar nam, itmar. Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, Osin lechi asherah. By the way, I don't know what this is doing here. We're not even talking about lechis anymore. You can make a lechi out of an asherah tree. You're not allowed to have hana from asherah trees because asherah trees are for avodah zarah. This is not considered hana. It's for a mitzvah. It's for mitzvahs are not given for hana, right? So it's not hana. So I'm allowed to use an asherah tree.
You can use an asherah tree to hold a sukkah.
Maybe. No. So what's the difference?
Right. That's
what's the difference?
That's the answer they work.
The difference is that this is on a dry asherah tree. That it's dry.
It's funny. Nobody talks about what's going on here. I looked up the article. They don't say a word. Rav Shimon Lakish Omar Osin Korah Asherah. No, you can make a Korah from an Asherah, not a Lechi. Why not? Manda Amar Korah Kol Shkein Lechi. If you hold a Korah, you can sure use a Lechi. Manda Amar Lechi Avol Korah Lo. Korah not. Why? Because a Korah has a bigger shear. A Lechi has no shear. A Lechi could be a Mashu. The Korah has to be wide or strong enough or thick enough to hold a brick. And the halach is, an Asherah tree is considered crushed. The Asherah tree is considered not, like, as if it's crushed and destroyed. So if it's considered crushed and destroyed, how can it hold a brick? Can't. Therefore, you can't use it for a Korah. A lechi, but it's cut and destroyed, doesn't make a difference. Mashu. So it's good. It's good enough. What is going on here? I don't know. I thought it was about Hana. You tell me you can't make a sukkah out of an asher, what's the difference?
Because the sukkah has a shear.
Because the sukkah has a shear, and a lulav has a shear. Okay.
Maybe it makes a difference if it's for
a
or
a rabban. So I was thinking maybe the rice is a rabban, I don't know, to figure out exactly what's going on here. Okay? Next. Nishmait ha'ochel, so you made a shetufei mivos, and then some of the food got eaten. So we have a little bit, we need more food. So, Moshev, umezakeh, You could have more food and you can be mezakeh everybody. Vein tzaruch lodil. You don't have to tell anybody you're doing that. You don't have to tell anybody. Why not? Rashi says, Shari kulun tzaruch b'tchila. Because everybody wanted this to begin with. Everybody was on board this to begin with. So what do you have to tell anybody? Nitosfu alehen. One second. What if people move in? More people move in now. Mosif. You have to add more food. Umezakeh. You have to include them. Tzaruch lodil. You have to tell everybody. You have to tell them at least. Kamahu shiurun. How much? What's the shear of food for shitufe mivot? What's the shear? How much food? We're going to combine 50 people.
We said 2 meals for everybody.
Oh, so bisman shein merubin. If it's a lot of people, mazon shtei sudos lekulam. 2 meals for everybody. You can have 50 people. You can have 10 people. 2 meals for all 50 people. Bisman shein muatin. If it's less people. The size of a grogris of food for every single person. Amar Biosi, medevar mamurim betchilas eruv. That's only when you start. Aval b'shiurei eruv kol shehu. But once if you have to add on food, it could be a kol shehu. V'lo amru le'eruv chatzeros elak shelo l'shakeach es hatinokos. And if you have a Rashi says it means if you have a shetufei mivos, which means I combined chatzers 1 through 5. In one mavui, you also have to have an eruv in every single chatzar. Why? What for? So the kids shouldn't forget such a thing as an eruv. You hear that? They shouldn't forget.
How does that stem with the different requirements of the amount of food? Because the amount of food
so you have to do
is 2 for everybody.
Right.
And a regular eruv is 2 per person.
Correct. And an eruv has to be bread, and a shetufa mivos can be anything. It could be anything. It could be wine, it could be shemen, it could be anything.
Right,
so you're going to get the wine for the chatzers,
so
and in your own chatzers, you're going to have to get bread.
So
the kishik, what are you doing that for? He says 2 for everybody. There are 100 people. It's, I don't remember. No, it's a different shear, I think. It's a different shear. But Erev Chateres can only be bread. So your son's going to say, well, I understand that. We just made a shetufa mivot with everybody. Why are we making an Erev now in our own chatzar? If I can carry in the mavet, I can carry in the chatzar. So you know why? Because there's a din of Erev, which doesn't include the chatzar. Which doesn't include the mavet. Only includes the chatzar. I don't want you to forget about that. Therefore, we've got to do that also. It's a funny thing. You don't find there's a whole shas that we do something so the kids shouldn't forget about it. It's a very interesting halacha. I guess one's enough, no? So, b'maya skinan, what exactly is going on here? So what does that mean? So Rashi says, diktoni, that says, dinismayet, if the food got lower, ain't tzaruch lodil, you don't have to tell anybody. But hakal legamri tzaruch lodil, but if the food got all, it's an inference, but if the food got completely eaten up, then you have to tell people, oh, we need a fresh supply of food. You have to tell them. If it's one min, one type of food, my area is mine. Then why is it only if it got lower? A few will call anami. Even if it got completely eaten up, you don't have to tell anybody. El b'shnei, if it's two types of food, it was apples and oranges, so feel this my nami low. And even if it got rid of it, why do you have to tell anybody? Tanya, kala. Ha'ochel miminechot ain't tzaruch lodil, mibeis min tzaruch lodil. One, you don't have to. Two, you have to. So ibay seim miminechot, ibay seim mishnei min. It could be either one. Ibay seim miminechot, minus my, it's multitu. It means it completely got eaten up. Ibay seim mishnei minim, kol shiny. If it got completely eaten up, it's a different story. If you toast for leyan, most of umazake, umr of shizbi, umr of chizda, zoso meres. From here you see that, you have to tell people that weren't part of the Erev originally that Cholkan alav chaveh were al Rav Yehuda, that they are going to Rav Yehuda, that you have to inform. Ditnan, because you have a Mishnah tomorrow that says Am Rav Yehuda, the Medev Mamurim, when do you have to inform? The Ruve Tchum. Only by Tchum you have to inform. Why? Because Tchum, I don't want to go to that Tchum. I want to go to the other Tchum. You want to include me, you got to tell me. Avo Ruve Chetzeros Ma'arvin Bein Bedas, Bein Shalom Bedas. But when it comes to Ruve Chetzeros, I don't have to tell you about it. What I have to tell you for? You only gain. There's no loss for you. Right? So pshita de chalukin. So of course they argue. Right? So ma'azatema, hani mili, maybe our Mishnah was only talking about b'chatzah shebein shnei muvos. A chatzah in between two muvos. And he has to tell me because I can go with that muvah, I can go with that muvah. Two muvahs, I have an option. So therefore it could be a downside for me. Avachatzah shel muvah echad emalo. But if it's a chatzah only with one muvah, why do you have to tell me? Come on, Shmuel, you still have to tell them. Why? Because they are going to be Huda. Kamahu shiuro, kamahu merubin. What does a lot of people mean? So if it's a lot of people, two meals. How much is a lot of people? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmona Asar Bnei Adam. 18 people. Shmona Asar Fesulo. That's it, 18? No. Ema, mi Shmona Asar Velech. 18 and more? 18 to a million? Two meals. For all a million. My Shmona Asar Dinakat, where'd 18 come from? Where'd that number come from? So Amar Yitzchak, Breder of Yehuda. L'didi Mefarshalim Nei Da'aba. He explained that kol she'ilu mechalka olamazon shtei sudos b'neihen. If you're going to divide up all the food, then magas grogos kol echad ve'echad harei hein hein merubin, and you're not, each person's not going to get at least the grogos. That's considered a lot of people. V'sagi umazon shtei sudos, and then therefore two meals is enough. V'i lo hein hein muatininu, and if not, in other words, if each person will get at least the grogos, then it's considered less people. And I see from here that 18 grogros is two meals. Right? 18 grogros is two meals. So if I have less than 18 people, everyone gets their own grogros. That's the shear. Once I have more than 18 people, not everyone's going to get a grogros. It's too many people. Then all I need is 18 grogros, which is Muslim for shtei sudos. That's all I need. Alright? So we'll stop here at the Mishnah. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.